Hallelujah. Come on, let's lift our hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we honor you tonight. Hallelujah. No other God like you. Hallelujah. No God as big as our God. No God as great as our God. No God as magnificent as our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We honor you tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our pastors they're out this evening, and they asked me to speak tonight. So I'm honored to that, but let's keep our pastors lifted up in prayer. Let's keep them covered. Let's encourage them. Let's show them appreciation, not just on that day. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Turn in your Bible to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. How are you, Miss Tiny? Good to see you tonight. Hebrews chapter 11. I'm asking y'all to turn, and I haven't even gotten there. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. We're going to read it in unison tonight. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. And it reads as follows. But without faith. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Brenda. Amen. Oh, y'all got a different translation? Oh, okay. All right, there it is on the screen. There you go. One, two, three. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. A lot of times we can approach a message, we can get to church people, Christian people, we can get to a place where we listen to something, or we hear a person talking or a pastor preaching, and we automatically approach it with familiarity. We automatically just say, oh, okay, I've heard that, or okay, I know that, or that kind of thing. And we tend to miss what God really wants to say, because we approach it in that way. We approach it in a way that I already know this, or I already got this, or everybody understand where I'm coming from? But tonight, I want you to open up your heart. I want you to listen with the heart. I want you to listen and allow God to challenge you and allow God to push you so that we can really see some results in our lives. It's not enough for Miss Lorraine, who we love. It's not enough for her to be getting the results by herself. Thank you. Thank you, Mom. But it's not enough to see her win alone. God wants to see all of it. It's God's will that all of us win. Not just sometime, but it's a way of life to us, that we go from victory to victory to victory, from faith to faith, from glory to glory. That's the will of the Lord. That's what he wants for you, and that's what he wants for me. So I want to encourage you, and I want to push you to open up your heart tonight. We're gonna talk about faith tonight, and we already saw the importance in this verse that we just read. For without faith, is what? It's impossible. That says a lot right there. So it's impossible to please the Lord if we don't live by faith. And so it's beyond me while we can sit up and have. I'm not saying you all. Okay, but people can sit up and because they hear the topic faith, they can say, okay, I've got that. It's impossible. Come on, somebody. It's impossible to please God without faith. So that's what we should be spending a lot of time learning, how to live by faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. So we should spend some time learning how to live by faith.
Amen.
Amen. And so As going back to what I was saying about Ms. Lowe, we shouldn't just be satisfied. We should be not envious or jealous, but we should celebrate that. But God wants us to get there too.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? And so what we have to understand is, how do we get there? That's what we have to begin to investigate. How do we get there? I'm glad you asked me. Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. sometimes we can see somebody like Ms. Loreen winning, and we can say, okay, it seems like everything she believes God for, she gets it. Or it seemed like every time she was believing God for healing and she got it, and she was believing God for this and she got it, we tend to look at that and say, oh man, some people tend to look at that and become envious and become jealous. Instead of saying, I celebrate that, I'm grateful, I'm partying with her, I'm excited about her victories, I'm going to that's what we with the what AJ got that concept, help, that's what we're doing, we're helping her, we're pushing her forward, amen, we're pushing her on, we're cheering her on, but we got to learn how to live that. And then the Bible says it like this, and I was going to say that scripture until the end, after we've been converted, go ahead and strengthen somebody else to help. After we've learned how to walk by faith, after we, and not saying that we're going to be perfect, but we should be better than where we were. Amen. And so after we've been converted, go ahead and help somebody else get there. Amen. So that's Miss Loreen's responsibility. If she's winning and winning and winning, go show Miss Ruthie how to win. Go show Mr. Sharon, go show T how to get in shape. No, that's Mr. Bo. Mr. Bo. I'm joking. Hey, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. But go show somebody. You see what I'm saying? Go show somebody else how to get there. Go help somebody else win. Hallelujah.